What is up, Bolav? It is your girl, Nicole Knight, and welcome to another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better, okay? Not my voice fading away. Well, guys, welcome to the outro of season two. Wow. Can't believe we made it to season two, guys. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, at some point, I thought about dropping this whole podcast thing and YouTube and everything. Like, I really didn't want to do it. Well, not didn't want to do it, but I just didn't feel motivated enough, you know, to continue. But here I am at the end of season two. Imagine, guys. But let's just start off this episode. I thought that today's episode would be just, you know, me expressing gratitude and yeah. But let's start off with a Bible verse. And today we're reading from 1 Corinthians, verse 15. My mistake. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 57. And it says, "But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So, yeah, that's the Bible verse. And I thought that, you know, we express gratitude in many ways, but most importantly is to express gratitude through Christ. And that's how I usually express gratitude. And my voice is like shaky, hey, because yeah, I'm not feeling too well. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that, yeah, things were shaky, things were bumpy. I think that for me, expressing gratitude is like important because it's kind of like a moment of self-awareness, if I can put it that way. I don't even know if that's like the correct term, but I feel very self-aware when I express gratitude because it makes me realize that I've come a long way, you know, and I have something to be grateful for and something to be thankful for. And yeah, it makes me feel good. I think expressing gratitude overall makes people feel good. It makes you feel like, I'm saying thank you because something big or small has happened in my life. And I think that while these few months, I think it's a year now when I started this whole, you know, being a creative type of vibe thing that's going on with me. I don't even know what to call myself anymore. I have no idea what to call myself. But I think that I didn't really celebrate the little moments. I think I've always like celebrated big things, big achievements. But then that was kind of detrimental because big things are not always going to happen in life, you know? And I think that now I have created this, you know, kind of expectation to achieve huge and big things instead of celebrating the little things because they also matter as well, you know? And I realized that because when people tell me, when they tell me about like the things that I've done, I always like, oh, okay, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal because I feel like it's so insignificant to the bigger things, the few bigger things that I've done in my career or whatever. But, you know, this thing of not celebrating small achievements, even the tiniest things, it's not even just about like celebrating things that you've done in like your career or school career. Just getting up in the morning, doing the bare minimum, you should celebrate that. And thank God, like, you're able to do that. Because I remember a time in my life where I couldn't do the bare minimum. And it was so hard for me to get up in the morning. Like, take a shower, dude. Take a shower. Yes, I'll take a shower, like, at the end of the day. But I would beat myself up the entire day for not doing it, you know. And not because I didn't want to, but I just didn't feel motivated to do those things. And those are small things that you have to celebrate. Celebrate the breath of life. Celebrate the fact that you can see your family. I think that the Easter holidays? I didn't really get to come home because I was like, nah, mom, I'm going to be good. It's like only a week. That week dragged. And it makes me appreciate, well, now that I'm home, it makes me appreciate being home so much because I understand that being home is my zen, my family is like, they're like my anchor. And every time I need to refresh or restart, reset, press the reset button in my life, I come home and, you know, find my feet again. And then I can go out to the world and, you know, take on life, because it's always throwing curveballs left, right, and center, you know. So, yeah, it's just little things that I'm just grateful for. And I think that what I'm doing different now is celebrating every single thing that I do. Like yesterday, I posted a YouTube video, uploaded a YouTube video. It wasn't the longest video. Actually, I've been posting very short videos. But then I'm happy and I'm actually thankful that I'm able to even post those small videos. I'm proud of myself for doing those small things because they add up at the end. And also, it's better than doing nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't beat myself up about it. I'm just like, well, this is what you get. And if you don't want to dip, you know. But then from there on, at least I have something to go back to. I'm like, hey, I used to post like shorter videos. Let me try and improve myself. How are you going to improve yourself if you haven't even started? You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's how I've been feeling lately about gratitude. I've really, really, even on my IG story, if you follow me on IG, you know that I've been posting. Utile, you guys are so supportive. And I mean, I don't even mean like 100,000 of you guys are supportive. I mean like, just maybe the 10 people that watch my video, the 10 people or 5 people that listen to my podcast. I'm so grateful for that, that my story is actually being heard, because my life and all of this that I tell you, it's my story, you know, and people are actually listening. It doesn't have to be an auditorium of people listening, but that we will get to that. Trust me. Trust me. We will get to that. But it's just the small things that you have to be grateful for. And yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I've been feeling lately. Overall, I'm just really grateful for how far I've come. I'm very, 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 very proud of myself. Very proud of myself. Like, I think I don't tell myself that often. And I'm grateful that I'm able to realize and recognize the fact that I should now, and it's something I'm going to start doing differently, because it's good. It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel positive about life overall, you know. Who wants to live a miserable life when you can live a good life, you know? So, and living a good life is not just outside, like an outside factor or exterior factor. It's also an internal thing, because if you're living, you could be the wealthiest person in, okay, let me not say the world, South Africa. You could be the wealthiest person in South Africa. You could have all the cars in the world. You could have all the money in the world. You can have everything. But if you do not feel good internally, child, that is all just rubbish. I know I love money. I love money. But then I've also realized the importance of being happy internally and being a positive person overall, like as a human, and being happy with who you are and not just the way you live. Because you're going to go there, spend your money, buy a car, and then, yeah, what happens after that? You're miserable with the car. Ciao. Mm-mm. But, yeah, some people like that. I wouldn't mind that sometimes. I would not mind that sometimes. But then, unfortunately, it's not working out that way. God's taking me in the, I don't even know what route to call this. A route. What is it? A rose bush root. It's beautiful and stuff, but roses got thorns, guys. So gumnandi, but ngiyahlabeka la where I'm walking. So yeah, I think that I'm happy with where I am. I couldn't ask to be anywhere else, because it's God's plan, guys, and that's what we've been taught. If you didn't even learn that in 2020, I don't know what you're doing. If you didn't learn Gucci, It's God's plan or nothing. Angas utwenzan. Angas. So just be grateful for where you are. And yeah, I think that's gonna be all for that is gonna be all. Not that I think. It's gonna be all for season 2. Excited for season 3. I've already got like 2 episodes waiting for you guys that I'm excited about. And I think that season 3 is gonna be more of a it's going to be more of a healed Nicole. More of a healed Nicole, more of a positive Nicole. Yes, I will be, you know, giving you guys some of the harder topics that, you know, people don't really want to speak about yet. But I think it's going to be more positive. I think it's going to be, if I had to paint it, it would be a canvas full of, like, flowers. Beautiful flowers. Colorful flowers. That's how I feel. That's how I'm feeling about season 3. And, yarr. That's what it's gonna be about. Because season 2 was quite heavy, guys. If I look at when you look at the topics and you go back, I'm like, yo, suicide, overthinking, what? I'm like, yo, that was heavy. I think I just needed to get past that. And I did. Hopefully. I don't know if I fully got past it, but I feel like I did. And now I'm gonna give you guys the pretty and the positive aspects of being, I don't want to say fully healed, but healed or healing, in the process of healing. So yeah, guys, hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed this season. If you haven't watched, if you haven't listened to season 1 or season 2, go back, way back to season 1, because it's a journey. It's like a book, guys, I swear. You can't just jump to chapter 32. Start at chapter 1, see where this all started off and how. I think I want to do that. I think I want to do that for myself and actually listen to my podcast from season 1, episode 1, to, you know, kind of see how far I've come. And, like, I think it would be nice for me to listen to how much I've grown as an individual, especially in the mental, you know, mental health aspect. Yeah. But I love you guys so much. Thank you so, so much for the support. And just be looking out for more content from me. Bye, y'all.